robbing the victim and another girl of their cell phones when the shooting happened. And the United States and China may have reached an agreement on trade. In a joint statement, the two countries announced that China has agreed to, quote, significantly increase purchases of U.S. goods and services. It's unclear just how much this increase will be. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
I'm Troy King. As your Attorney General, I worked hard to keep Alabama's families safe. I wrote and passed the toughest sex offender law in the entire country, a law that Steve Marshall's paid lobbyist actively opposed. I made sure that violent criminals stayed where they belong, behind bars. And when I left office, violent crime was at the lowest it had been in 20 years. Today, it's at historic highs. It doesn't have to be this way. Join me in taking Alabama back. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, Post Office Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Last year, I was on a mission to find the perfect bank. You know, a place that cared about me as much as my money. Finally, I discovered I wasn't looking for a bank. I was looking for ASC Credit Union. They have free checking, great rates, and make all of their loan decisions right here in Montgomery. I always thought I had to be a state employee to join ASC Credit Union. Turns out, all you have to be is someone who's tired of the big bank runaround. It's your choice. ASC is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey talks about her faith and Christian values.
Well, I was a member of the Cameron Baptist Church growing up. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'm grateful for my faith, and I rely on it. Prayer and reading the scriptures and going to church is real important.
Kay Ivey lives her faith and follows God's teaching in how she leads our great state.
I'm pro-life because God teaches us to love life, and He created us, and He wants us to love one another.
That's why Kay Ivey always defends our shared Christian values. As governor, Kay has restored ethical Christian leadership to the office, fought to restore our faith in government, and has Alabama working again.
I believe that life begins at conception. I am strongly pro-life.
That's why Governor Ivey is the only candidate to be endorsed by both the Alabama Citizens for Life and Susan B. Anthony list. Kay Ivey, fighting for conservative values. Paid for by Kay Ivey for Governor, Inc., P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
In today's world, security for your home and family are paramount. You need to feel secure and in control of your property and loved ones. Advanced Tech Systems can help you secure and automate your home. Let Robert and the staff introduce you to Elon Home Systems, your home theater, music, home environmental systems, lighting, security, and cameras, all controlled by your smartphone or iPad. The crew at Advanced Tech has been taking care of River Region homes for nearly two decades. The techs are background checked and drug tested, and the customer service is beyond comparison. Advanced Tech Systems can design a security and automation system to fit any budget. If you're building a home, let Advanced Tech help you design a smart home. Installing home theater? Call them today. TV, audio, and security professionally installed by the best in the River Region. And they offer monitoring and interactive services. Advanced Tech Systems. One call for home security and automation. 334-229-9975. Advanced Tech Systems. 334-229-9975.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche-certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, Here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Also, anyone can get in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. $60 value for that. And you just need to let us know that you want in. Talk to us a little bit, and then we'll put your name in for the drawing. I want to bring in a guest. I forgot about the guest I was having. I talked to him, and I said, text me back, because this is pretty far in advance. And this is a very interesting man, Henry S. Twiggs, president of American Trucker Brotherhood. But he has an interesting story, so let's bring in Henry.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Henry. How about you?
I'm doing good, please God.
Okay. You're an interesting gentleman here. Tell the audience about your background and then what you did in the 2016 time frame.
Well, first of all, I was born in a city called Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
I was raised by my mother, who took me to Brooklyn, New York, when I was 9 years old. My family, I had at that time two brothers, and now I have three brothers and one sister. And we weren't well off, but I don't recall us being on welfare. My mother was a cosmetologist, and she kept us straight. She kept us in school. I went to one of the best schools in New York City called the Fashion Institute of Technology, where I graduated. Then I joined the Air Force under General LeMay and got out and went to IBM school and became an assistant supervisor of one of the fifth largest bank in Detroit when I was 19 years old.
Wow.
Then I became a bus driver for the city of Detroit. And after doing that for a while, I decided to, well, I was chosen to be a truck driver, to drive car carriers, because they were looking for a person of color to do that. I was the first guy to do that. And driving trucks opened my eyes up to America, because I got to see all of America. And I got to go to British Columbia, Vancouver, and Quebec, Canada. And one of the interesting things I found out about British Columbia, I was there when a guy named David Duke came to speak on the radio. And he was on the radio for about 20 minutes, and the police came to the station and escorted him out of the country, because they said they didn't want anybody spewing the stuff he was talking about in British Columbia.
Interesting.
And I thought that was very interesting.
Let me ask a couple questions then. So that's an amazing, at age 19, that you had accomplished what you had accomplished.
Well, yes, I was an honor student. Fashion Institute of Technology is a special school.
And you still drive trucks now, so how long have you been driving trucks?
46 years.
Man! Okay, I got to ask you what I ask all my trucking friends and people I've had on the air. What is the prettiest place you've been to?
Wyoming.
What is the most dangerous thing that's happened to you while you were a trucker?
Most dangerous things? A head-on collision.
That you were involved in?
Yes, in Tennessee. A car was coming across the highway, and I was going 65 miles an hour going south, and I saw the car coming across the highway, and I had to decide whether to hit him broadside to try to go to the left, because I was going south, he was coming north. And I decided to take a chance and go over the side of the mountain. And so I went to the right. We still hit, but not head on. He hits the left side of my car. And
man,
that was the scariest thing I've had happen.
Wow. I love trucker stories. Let's go to the phone to Keith. Keith, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you all today?
I am great. And you?
Great. I'm just calling to... I went to the Sweet Creek with my gift certificate this past weekend. And wanted to call and tell you thank you. Sure enjoyed it.
That is our pleasure, Keith. What did you get?
Well, I got some ice cream, of course, for my kids. I got peanuts. I got beautiful tomatoes, spicy pickled garlic. I spent every penny of it. plus $14.
That is outstanding, Keith. Well, I'm glad that you had a pleasant experience with Sweet Creek Farm Market, and I'm so glad that you called in today.
Thanks, sir. Enjoyed it.
Thanks, bye-bye. Keith. Appreciate it. Newstown 93.1 FM. In the studio is Henry Twiggs, president of the American Truckers Brotherhood, telling us his story. So you just told me the most dangerous thing that's happened. You told me the prettiest place was Wyoming. What's the worst place you've been?
The worst place? That's kind of hard. Camden, New Jersey.
Isn't it interesting that New Jersey, that's what Jeff said, too.
Yeah, Camden. I think Camden, that city has, certain parts of it, has been horrible for years, and it still is.
My son is thinking about going to school at Rutgers on the Camden campus.
Well, Rutgers is different. That's a beautiful area.
Yeah, that is a beautiful area, but he would not be living on campus. He'd be going to law school there.
Yeah.
But I tried to explain to him, being that close to the river and what the Camden's role was, it just, you know, it's a basically a port city that kind of gets thrown away out here. Okay, so tell the audience, you've given us some background about yourself, but tell us what you did in 2016.
Well, in 2016, I was at my son's house in Mobile, Alabama. We were watching, I think it was the game, and I heard that Donald Trump was going to be at the Coliseum in Biloxi, Mississippi. And being a New Yorker myself, and I had read his book, and I wanted to go to the campaign to see for myself what he was saying. And so I didn't want to just get in, so I went to a mall, and I had a shirt made saying Truckers for Trump, and I put it on. And when I got there, the place was sold out, but I had a press card, and I was able to get in, and the people...
How did you have a press card?
I used to have a magazine in Alabama called Creations Magazine back in the day.
Ooh, okay.
Yes, sir. And so I got in with the press card, and the cameras started flashing because there was a black guy walking around with a shirt on saying, Truck is for Trump. So I got a lot of pictures taken, but the interesting thing that I found was the audience was going, the place was sold out, it was packed. And I took some pictures with my phone, and when Donald Trump, well, first the lady sang the Star Spangled Banner, and then the lady came and sang a gospel song. And then when Donald Trump came out on stage, he said, don't you feel the love in this place? That was the first thing out of his mouth. And I thought that was that he would make that comment. And the people went, wow. And I just sat there, stood there watching. And as I was standing there, I thought, this man is going to be the next president of the United States, and he don't even know it. That's what I thought in my mind. And I thought it was, I'm a religious person, and I said it was God ordained. And at that time, I decided that I was going to campaign for him the whole time. And so I went across country with my tractor trailer with Donald Trump shirts and paraphernalia, selling shirts and talking to people. It was very interesting because I got a lot of pushback from different kinds of people that didn't like Donald Trump. But what I found was that they would say things he said, but they hadn't listened to the whole statement. And I would correct them. I would say, he didn't say that. And they would say, yes, he did. And I said, no, you didn't listen properly, because he didn't say that he hated Mexican-Americans or he hated Muslims. He said some of them. I said the word some was in there. And I said some was correct, because some of them are doing the things that he's talking about.
That's interesting. We deal with that on this show an awful lot. People, they have, let's say their hearing is a little out of whack sometimes. Do you consider that when you felt that he was going to be president of the United States, would you consider that a word of knowledge?
I thought of, and I still do, I thought it was inspiration by God, because I'm a religious person. And as I went on the campaign trail doing this a couple of times, guys threatened to shoot me, beat me up, different things. And I would look at them and say, you could try, but God has protected me. He's all around me. So if God don't mean for me to die, you can't do nothing to me. And so I believe that to this day.
Interesting. So when did you start? Because that Biloxi rally was pretty early in the campaign, if I remember right. It was like February and March, wasn't it?
Yes.
So from that
day... No, that was January.
January, okay.
Yes, sir.
So from that day forward, you were basically on the road for Donald Trump.
Yes, and I called my family. I graduated from school in fashion design, and so I had made T-shirts saying vote for Trump, America, make America great again. Ladies love Trump. I had done three different kinds of T-shirts. And I thought to my family that, you know, we're in California, New York, Detroit, all over the country. I said, if I get you guys to sell my shirts, not only we can make some money, but we can support Donald Trump. And my entire family turned against me. I am the oldest, but my entire family turned against me.
Why is that?
Misunderstanding. I find that in America, as a trucker, you go across the country and people talk about things that they really don't know a lot about. They don't do the research. They just talk about it and they listen to news bites and look at the media and they don't pay attention. And so I noticed that. And one of the things that I noticed that, for example, we have the school shootings today and they're talking about, well, we need to take the guns. You got a young man and a young woman. I think he's 17, she's 15, running around saying we need to ban guns. And I go, you're only 17, you're only 15, you haven't even lived yet. And not only that, what about how many people? My thing is people who get killed on the highways.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we get 43,000 people get killed on the highway every year. Not to mention the people who get maimed for life. Nobody seemed to be protesting that. And those are things that can be prevented. That's my passion.
And also the number when they quote the 32,000 or 38,000, depends on which year they're going to use, that die from gun death, they don't mention the fact that over half of those were suicide.
Right. And not only that, the people who are killing them is not 40 and 50 years old. They're your peers. They're your students that go to school with you. So that says something. So those are the things that I'm really concerned with. And I figure, you know, instead of banning the guns, why not put metal detectors at all the schools.
There you go. Let me do this. Let me go to Rodney. Rodney is a fellow trucker out here calling in. Hey, Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. You're on with Henry Twiggs.
How y'all doing today?
We're great, my friend.
Look, I want to ask this gentleman something real quick because I want to make sure I understood him correctly. Did he say that he took it upon himself to go down to the Trump rally and to see what it was all about? Is that what he said?
Yes.
Well, I salute you, sir. I mean, if we can get more people to take it upon themselves and not listen to others and go down and find out the information or go to the rally or do whatever, America would be a better place. So I salute you for that, sir. And I'm happy to have you here and aboard the same train that I'm on, the Trump train.
Thank you. Well, so you got to understand, I want to say this. I used to be a member of the CORE, which is Congress of Racial Equality, when I was 15 years old, younger days. I know about racism, you know, but I also, as I said, traveled to the United States, and you got to Oregon and Utah and Denver, Colorado, back in the 60s, and you were a trucker. You were one. There was no, they didn't care whether you was black or white. It didn't matter. You were a trucker.
Right, I understand. I come from a little different background. I was born and raised in southeast Louisiana, and I grew up as a little boy not knowing what racism was. I had African-American friends, Vietnamese friends, and I guess around teenage age is when I really realized, getting out of Louisiana and the area I was in, I identified with racism. And it's out there, and as long as you can see it, just stay away from it. That's why I deal with it. But we're all one race. We're the human race. We got to understand that.
Yes, sir. That's the very simple thing, and that's what I'm saying, and that's what a lady in California says, the same thing. Why can't we just get to be the human race? Forget what the hue of your skin is. You are human. We all are the same. We bleed the same. National disasters. When I went through Katrina, Katrina hit Bay St. Louis where I was living. The next day, sir, I didn't have nothing. We lost our entire history of our family. We lost everything we had. All we had the next day was our car and our two children. And my wife had evacuated to a little town called Dothan, Alabama. I had never been to Dothan. The people in Dothan who came to help us the very next day would come to the house that we were living in and pray around us. And they gave my wife anything she wanted. My sons went to private school, and my oldest son graduated from Spring Hill College. My youngest son graduated from University of Central Florida. And the people who helped us was all Caucasians. Our color did not matter. So I wrote in the newspaper how I was impressed with the people of Dothan, because throughout history, I try to tell people, when you had the Underground Railroad, how did the slaves escape from the South? you had to have safe houses. The safe houses had to be run by Caucasians who risked their lives. So if you study the history of America, we're in one of the greatest countries that ever lived. We are the only country that I know have a Bill of Rights. People come here from all over the world to pursue happiness and to raise their family. They don't really come here to protest. So I'm confused with all the protesting that we have now and how we are so split, how our Congress is so much against our president. I believe that we all should be one. Whoever the president is, as Americans, we should support him. I'm a former military man. I lost two cousins in Vietnam, one in Beirut. All of my family has served in the military. All of my family is police officers, state troopers, government workers. So we have been pretty good in this country.
Rodney, thanks for the telephone call. Drive safe, my friend. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show, Henry Twiggs in the house. Interesting guy. I told you. Going to be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show. You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We were nervous about his first sleepaway camp.
She was.
With Total Wireless, I got him the phone he loved.
It's sick.
On the nation's largest, most dependable 4G LTE network for a lot less than I expected. So we can always stay in touch.
Every half hour?
That's an exaggeration.
You got this with Total Wireless. Get the nation's largest and most dependable 4G LTE network for $25 per line for four lines. Available at Walmart for an everyday low price. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Please refer to the latest terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
Napa Know-How.
As much as people talk about the weather, you'd think we'd be experts by now. Fact is, nobody knows what it's going to do. That's why you need Bosch Icon Wiper Blades, now $10 off a pair. They provide superior visibility in all springtime weather conditions. So be prepared with Bosch Icon Blades, now $10 off. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/18.
May, graduation or not, loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram truck, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place or in Prattville. This month it is huge. The brand new Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV. Kia, 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Best in the business. Save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover. The 2019 model arrives in June, so save a lot on the 2018. The third row Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about family and friends plan to see if you qualify. The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, still the rugged off-road SUV you want and expect, but smoother. Or the Grand Cherokee, or its smaller sibling, the Cherokee. Ram truck redesigned 2019 model. Looks completely different than the 2018 model. Now on sale. Kia, Infiniti, Fiat, Ram truck, Chrysler, Dodger, Jeep. In Prattville, in Montgomery, only at Brubaker.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If you are in the market to refinance or purchase, look no further than Alabama Home Mortgage. We are your local lender. Can't find the time to give us a call? We understand. Apply for a mortgage on your time, whether that's while you're waiting on your kids in the carpool line or just before you go to sleep. You can apply 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Visit our website, allahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. You heard me right. Click the Blink link to get started. No appointment necessary. Or give us a call today at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. My team and I are ready to assist you. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at allahomemortgage.com. That's allahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Henry Twiggs, president of the American Truckers Brotherhood, in the house. He picked up with Trump in the very, very beginning of things. Let's go to the phones and go to Paul. Paul, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dan and Mr. Twiggs. I can't tell you what an amazing story you have already shared with so many people. It's just incredible what a life you've had. But, you know, I'll also share with you that it's never really been about black and white. It's been about wrong and right. And some of the best friends I ever had in my life were black people. And so I wanted to share that with you. But the other thing that I also wanted to share, because you're connected to the president, is that you were a veteran. My father was a veteran. My wife's father was a veteran who worked on the Enola Gay.
Ooh.
And there's no more people in support of veterans than our family. But out here on Chantilly Parkway, they built a $36 million privately owned VA hospital on land that had been taken from people here in Montgomery, and leased a $36 million facility to the government that you and I are all paying for. And they own property on Perry Hill Road in Montgomery that they could have built the $5 million annex on and give that other $30 million to the veterans who are homeless or in need or whatever it is. And I would give anything, because of your closeness to the president, if you could speak with him about this, because this really needs to be looked into. And the two people that I know that from various sources have been connected to all this was an upcoming candidate, Martha Rovey in the election, and Bobby Bright in the election. And this is in no way to take anything away from veterans. In fact, it's to support them. But I don't think American taxpayers ought to be paying for a $36 million facility that in 4 years or 6 years or ever how many years is paid for. And then whoever this person or company is that owns this facility will pay for it from now on. But I can't thank you enough for your experiences and what a great person you are. And how much I've enjoyed listening thus far to you on the radio today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Let me go to a break. Randall, coming back to you, buddy. Dan Morris Show with Henry Twiggs in the house. Be right back.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Giving
voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Not all electricians are created equal. Some are more interested in making money than doing what's right for the customer. Well, not so at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. At Mr. Electric, their goal is to provide a safe home for your family. You can trust the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery to explain any problem thoroughly, then take action to correct it in the most budget-friendly way possible. Mr. Electric offers upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options. When you have an electrical problem, don't put your home or family at risk. Call the licensed professionals at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where we're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power
to make things better. Hey, Mary, I'm heading to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery for some fun. Want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about going, but I'm not very lucky.
Don't worry. Wind Creek will cover your first day of play up to $1,000 in free play, and they'll give you a $10 food credit just for signing up for the Rewards Club, so you can play worry-free, and you can eat for free.
But do people really win?
Heck yeah, all the time.
Well, I could use a little excitement. Wind Creek Montgomery, here we come.
Minimum $75 loss required. See player services for rules.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
When it comes to dry cleaning, let me recommend Worth Cleaners, offering free pickup and delivery for lazy people like me to home or office and anywhere in the River Region, including Montgomery, Prattville, and Wetumpka.
And you don't even have to be home for the pickup or delivery.
Plus, Worth Cleaners services their customers twice a week with easy billing direct to your credit card.
It's like living in a hotel. Just hang your clothes on the door and presto, your clothes appear back at your door, neat and clean. Life is good when you have a concierge cleaner like Worth. And by the way, Worth was voted Montgomery's best of the best in dry cleaning and laundry.
Give your clothes and yourself the best. Just call 277-6431 or call Michael at 799-1845 and let Worth Cleaners work their magic for you.
They do it all. Dry cleaning for your fine clothes, laundry for your casual wear, and wash, dry, and fold for your household items.
Imagine you folding laundry. Never! Let Worth Cleaners with two locations handle it. Worth is at 125 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway, and 7825 Vaughn Road.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. 2 weeks after the president pulled out of our nuclear deal with Iran, the Secretary of State defending that decision, also calling for a stronger agreement.
No more acceptance of missiles landing in Riyadh and the Golan Heights. No more cost-free expansions of Iranian power.
Mike Pompeo saying the U.S. would be willing to lift all economic sanctions if a satisfactory deal is reached. People looking to book summer vacations may see those ticket prices taking off along with the price of jet fuel.
Delta and American eliminating free check bags when you fly overseas. They're also talking about fewer bathrooms so that they can get more seats on the flight.
Fox's Jeff Flock. And the post office coming out with some stamps which may be too much fun to send off. Their first scratch and sniff stamps featuring designs with illustrations of ice pops. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Rich Thomas Weather is sponsored by the Montgomery Zoo, the great place for the whole family to enjoy the outdoors and visit animals from around the world in your own backyard. Open 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., with the last ticket being sold at 4 p.m.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Forecast for today, mostly cloudy, limited sunshine, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening, but still random. High around 84, tonight's low 68. Tomorrow, a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms scattered across the area, high in the mid-80s. Limited sunshine Wednesday, upper 80s, a better than normal chance of storms continues, then upper 80s Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms around. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, and when you take it on the road, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Trump is congratulating the NASCAR winner that received the cup. Never been down to the White House. That's a first. Well, talk about talking to your base.
They have the guy's car there on the White House lawn, and Trump said, oh, look at that thing. Look at the thing. I want to get in and drive it right now. Is that all right?
Yeah, he's a trip.
He is indeed. Let's go to the phones. Go to Randall. Randall, you're on the DMR show with Henry Twiggs.
How you doing, sir? And Joey, that was good. I need that little laugh for this. How you doing today, sir? Well, I'm good to meet you. Glad you come on the show. And just the point that I'm going to get to, but I'm going to go ahead and get the point out, is just like you're saying, we need to sit down with something very different. You went to something different. You did something different than your family did. And that's the same thing we need to do when it comes to whites and blacks and racism, because we cannot hide the fact that it don't go on, because I witnessed it in my lifetime, and I ain't 40 years old. So, and the reason that I'm going to tell you, when the white girl that dated the black man that tricked him in a relationship to get back at her daddy, it leaves a little stain on the white man. So I want you to understand where he's coming from, you know what I mean, when it comes to that. And then kind of that, it antagonizes racism on when that happens. Because usually only lies the white girl ends up marrying a white dude later on. I mean, after going through high school or through college and bucking her daddy or her parents or something just ain't going right. And that hurts. And then we got the white guy that dates the black girl. Well, it's all fine and dandy, but when this rap, man, has really taken over, and I'm glad these boys have found a way out, because nobody else has gave them a way out. But when the white guys start trying to live it, when the black dudes ain't living it anyway, they're just talking about something that their uncles did or their brothers did, half of them, and then the white guys change, and it kind of puts a black eye on it that way. So we're never going to get past that point until we bring it to the forefront. And then the racism affects everybody different. When I was younger, Joy knows his name. I mean, I've shared it with Joy, but my brother had a little bus ministry. It turned into a bus ministry. Well, a black kid ended up on the bus going to the church we was all raised up in, right here in Alabama, Talk County. And, you know, they had to leave because of the black kid. And they was forced to leave that church, go to Chinton County, and was forced to leave that one. And same thing again, come back to near the Talk County, Chinton County line.
Randall, we need to kind of stay on the point here.
This is the point, sir. I'm saying, embrace something. I got a good friend whose granddaddy was killed by four gangsters in Mississippi to get into a gang. And I know for a fact because I had it traced back down. And they did it just for a gang membership. That's how she's, you know, black folk. So for people, we got to, this, all we need to do is sit there like you did, sir. Go somewhere different. Do something different. Sit down, eat with somebody different. Talk to them. The man who hates black folks the most I know, he loves one black person. But it's because he interacts with them every day. He said he didn't, no, he's because you see him in a different light because you talk to him every day. That's all we need to do, people.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Right. Thank you, Randy.
Yes, sir.
That was kind of tiring.
Well, my feeling on that is I don't think love look at color. When you fall in love with someone, you fall in love with that person. I don't think you particularly go out and say, I'm going to find a Mexican lady or a white lady or a black man to marry. You fall in love.
There you go. Let's go to the phones. Go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Papa John.
I mean, talk, Papa John. Papa John.
Papa John. That's okay, Dan. But let me ask first, is it Riggs or Twigs? My bad ears, I can't hear.
It's Twigs, T-W-I-G-G-S.
Twigs.
Yes, like on a tree.
Mr. Twigs, let me tell you, I am so glad to hear you today and hear what you're saying. Being a person like you who is a man of goodwill, I wish everyone could do well and prosper and have good lives. Having said that, I realize a lot of people would like to deny that there's still racism going on, but I do realize there is racism of some kind going on. But I feel like it's part of the problem is because many of the leaders in the black community are the same leaders that have been doing this for the last 50 years. Unlike Dr. Martin Luther King, who I think was a great man, and he believed in people's character, not anything else. And I'm the same way. I believe that you judge a person by their character, by their believing in individual responsibility, and taking account of their lives and being responsible in their lives. My one question to you is, what is it that makes the black leaders of today remain the black leaders of today? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expect a different result. And I believe that black leaders today are partially responsible for part of the racial problems that we're having. They need people like you who want to sit down and have profitable discussions about problems that are going on and then try to find solutions for those problems. That's the only way it's ever going to be solved. You can't just throw blame around and accusations around and make progress. It's never going to work.
Okay, you said a lot in that statement.
Yeah, really.
But one of the things you said is about the black leaders of today. First of all, Martin Luther King was a pupil of a man called Gandhi. And I think one of his heroes was Gandhi.
What?
And Nelson Mandela. Martin Luther King was a man of peace. And, you know, he died talking about peace. But a lot of the black leaders of today, this is just my opinion. When you look at some of the cities where you have the worst ghettos, and they've been there ever since I was born, such as Camden is what I'm talking about, certain areas of Detroit, Baltimore, those cities are controlled by a party called the Democrats. And they seem not to be able to improve those cities for whatever reason, certain areas of Chicago, just different cities. You look at St. Louis, Missouri. If you see those places and you don't see any progress, that should tell you something. And if you look behind the scenes, I don't think our forefathers meant for people to go to Washington and get contracts for their family members and get wealthy and be congressmen for the rest of their lives.
Mr. Twiggs, please don't disappear. We need you so badly. We really do. My heart is just pumping in my chest because this gives me so much hope to know that there are people out there that the same color as you that believe that there is a way to make this work. And you kind of alluded to it. I can tell you're a Christian. And I think probably because of that, you I'm reading things into this. I think that you believe that there's not enough God in our government right now for us to make the progress we need to take it, to make this a good society for everybody.
Well,
one where all.
Okay, well, one of the problems.
Guys, we got to move. We got to move this thing on here. Go ahead, Ms. Twig.
Well, one of the problems is that they took American history out of the schools. I think that was a big mistake. I think they should still teach American history. A lot of our young people don't know the history of our country and what we went through to get to where we are today.
Okay, thanks, Papa John. Sorry. Steph and I go on forever. Do you want to talk about something that the Brotherhood is doing?
I wanted to speak about the American Truckers Brotherhood and what our purpose is. We say brotherhood, but we are not a union. And we're also trying to recruit women and men into our organization, which is a benevolent organization that support highway safety. And when I say that, I mean that there was a time that truckers were proud to be truckers. The CB was a way for us to communicate, not to talk bad about one another. Our organization is about following the laws of our country as far as driving in the proper lanes, using your signals, not driving too close, but carrying yourself in a proper manner, because when you're out there, you're realizing that you're representing the trucking company. So you are an advocate for your company. So if you're out there with your pants hanging down, I'm not a thug, so I don't want you representing me as a professional driver. So those are the things that we are expounding, that we carry ourselves as professionals, we keep ourselves clean, we handle ourselves, we follow our laws, and we be example for highway safety. In Alabama, we have the highway state troopers who are now willing to work with us, and my boss, Ms. Kelly Robinson at my company, we're trying to do a thing with truckers and troopers for highway safety in Alabama to make Alabama the number one highway safe state in the union. And our slogan is, we want to be number one in safety as we always in football.
Let me go to a break. Coming back, and we'll take Fred and George back with Mr. Twiggs right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright was the 13th of 14 children born to a family of sharecroppers in Dale County. Bobby Bright. The values Bobby Bright learned working the family farm made him who he is today. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright worked his way through college and law school and went from a sharecropper field in Dale County to become both mayor and congressman. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright is pro-life. Bobby Bright is pro-Second Amendment, and Bobby Bright is pro-Donald Trump. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright voted for Donald Trump and supported Donald Trump when others abandoned Donald Trump when he needed them the most. Bobby Bright. Bobby Bright will work with President Donald Trump. Those who abandoned Donald Trump before the election will abandon him again. It's only a matter of time. Not Bobby Bright. We can always trust Bobby Bright.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Al Booth has what it takes to be in the Alabama legislature. Al Booth has education. Al Booth has experience and strong family values. But most importantly, Al Booth has integrity. Al Booth is proudly serving his 18th year as probate judge of Watauga County. Al Booth has experience as an elected official and already has experience in working with the legislature. There will be no learning curve for him. Al Booth believes in service. He serves his church, civic groups. He served his clients as a country lawyer for over 20 years. Now, Al Booth wishes to continue to serve you in the Alabama State House. Al Booth believes in the Second Amendment, supports the Monuments Bill, and will always protect them. And Al Booth is a family man with wife June, three boys, and five grandchildren. Paid for by the committee to elect Al Booth, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama, 36067. On June 5th, vote for Al Booth for the Alabama House District 88 in Watauga and Elmore counties. Al Booth, experience, education, strong family values, and integrity.
I'm Al Booth, and I approve this message.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Don't forget about Dunn Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, Madison Avenue and Bell Road location. My son went by there, got his oil changed before he went up to Knoxville, Tennessee to visit the University of Tennessee. Check out their law school there. He said he likes it. It's pretty high up on their list. But I got to enjoy my time out on the deck without mosquitoes. Somebody come over and they had not been there in a while, and they said, Dan, I remember because it's up on a deck and it's high and water goes down between the boards. And it was like a mosquito hotel down there. I mean, you could hear them do the hoedown down while you'd be sitting there. Not with mosquito shield, though. No, they get rid of those bad boys. Mosquito shield, get ready to copy the telephone number. Remember, Dan Morris Show, $29.95. First time visit, no obligation. 513-2940. 513-2940. Let's go to the phones. We go to Fred. Fred, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello, folks. How y'all doing today?
Good.
Mr. Twig, is that right?
That's correct.
I want to tell you how much I appreciate what you're doing. I think to go along the lines of what the last caller was saying, we've got so many leaders in the black community anymore, especially in the Democratic side. Well, I guess they're all Democrats. But they've turned it from a civil rights movement to a civil rights industry.
Right.
You know, they're making so much money on keeping division, maintaining division. I think that's the biggest part of the problem, and people they're just led like sheep to believe everything that they're told because that's what their parents believed and their parents believed. And it's a sad state of affairs. You know, you're getting more and more people opening their eyes, you know, making informed choices. And what I told my daughter, I don't care who you vote for, just have an informed vote. Know what you're doing. You know what you're doing, you're going to do the right thing, usually. You know, and it's just a sad state of affairs.
Go ahead, Henry.
Well, yeah, I agree with everything you said, that before you vote, you should not just go by name recognition. Look at what the platform or person is talking about. Look at the person's background and make sure that they're going to do what they say they're going to do. I think we'll be a better country.
And as far as what you're doing on the roads, man, I'm an Uber driver, so I greatly appreciate all this. Just a week and a half ago, I'm traveling south on 85, and I've got three people in the car. And an 18-wheeler actually had his front wheels in my lane. And I'm right beside it. I mean, like, even with the cab, you know, right there. It scared the fire out of me, I got to tell you. I mean, I could count the
Okay. y'all getting off the reservation too fast here. Thanks for the telephone call. Let me go to George. George, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
They are getting off the reservation with dissertation.
Yeah, I know, man. That's like, whew.
Gosh.
I want to tell your guest, I sure have enjoyed you being on, and when you said about the man was going to kill you and you said you were protected, it reminded me of the one of my favorites that says that you can come to the throne of grace in time of need to receive grace. And seems like you certainly got that, and I do too, and Dan does, and we just appreciate you. Appreciate you being on.
Thank you.
George, thank you, brother.
Dave Calores.
We've known each other for a long time. It's been a big listener to the show. We've got a very spirit-filled audience out there. A lot of believers, a lot of people get on their knees for this country to try to help it. In your travels, you were telling the story about somebody wanting to beat you up. Were you seeing any differences between how blacks were responding to you and how whites were responding to you?
Well,
and
yes.
Support for Trump?
Well, yeah. The white people were, first of all, they couldn't believe it. It was like, why are you doing this?
What's wrong with you, man?
Yeah. And then the black people were, some of them were saying that they support him, but one of them told me he wanted to shoot my head. He was going to blow my head off. I mean, you know, some of them told me they couldn't see how I could do that. Different things, but then I would if they would talk to me, I said, let's talk about it. And when you tried to show them positive Trump statements, they would say, I don't want to see it. So, you know, I called them, I don't want to say the word, but ignorant, because they did not do their research.
Right, ignorant means without knowledge is the definition
yes,
of it.
Yes, so they didn't do their research. They didn't know what they were talking about, but they would argue with me. And I just, the Bible says don't argue with an ignorant man, so I didn't bother to argue.
Your spirituality is it's very, it shows that you don't wear, your spirituality really reflects, your spirit and God's spirit within you reflects out. How long have you had that? How long have you had this, what I would say, the spirit of God with you?
When I was a little boy, I used to walk around and talk about Nicodemus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know who Nicodemus was, but I used to talk about it, and I always remember that. But my spirituality come through being on my deathbed three times when the doctors told me I would not come out of the hospital. I walked out of the hospital each time without them operating, driving a truck like I've done, going through some of the things I've gone through in my life and not being injured at all, how my family has prospered. All of my children have college degrees. My grandkids are... just graduated from Michigan, to my grandkids. All of my little grandkids are National Honor students, so I've been totally blessed. And every day, all I ask God to do is lead me and guide me. And I walk with no fear.
Henry, I want to thank you for being on the show today. It's been a very, very refreshing. You were a pleasant surprise.
Thank you.
Folks, this hour has been brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass in Prattville location. Go by and see Dick Brubaker, Don Record, and tell them thank you for being a sponsor of the Dan Morris Show, so you can have programming just like we've done for the last hour with Henry. Henry was a great, great joy to have in the studio. But thank them. As Dick Brubaker always says, I don't care if you go to every place in Central Alabama, as long as you'll give Brubaker Motors a look-see. Dan Morris Show will be back, final hour, right after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.